Pitbull, 97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM, the number one hit music station. 8:33 with Big Papa in the morning, and we talk about it all morning. From The Bachelor, Monday nights, 8 o'clock on ABC. It's Bachelorette Michelle. Michelle, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, I'm going to put it right out there. I have not watched the show. Okay. It's one of those things is, I wanted to talk to you because I know that a lot of people do. And, and there's a lot of stuff surrounding, especially this season of The Bachelor. And so I asked my audience about you, about the show this season, and about you because I didn't know. And people are saying some weird stuff. Everything about you're trying too hard, and people saying that you're a drama queen, and all kinds of stuff. What do you have to say for the people who are reacting like that?
You know, I was only on for such a short period of time, and when you're going on a show like that, when you're competing with other women, you have to put your heart on the, your heart out there. For me, that's who I really was. I do feel, though, watching back, I did come on a little bit too strong, but that's who I was, and I have no regrets. I had a great time, and you know, in reality, I'm not that bad. Of course, it's a show. They gotta show the drama. So, but I have no regrets, and I had a great time. So, for everybody thinking that, you know, I'm psychotic or Miss Drama Queen or anything, I mean, in true life, once you get to know me, I mean, I'm a very cool chick. But you know, you can't watch the show and criticize someone or really think of this person that particular way just by watching them on TV for 2 hours.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're talking to Bachelorette Michelle from The Bachelor, Monday nights, ABC at 8 o'clock. Now, everyone going into this kind of a reality show, now what do you do for a living? You are an office person, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So going into this, being an office person, going into this kind of limelight, did you have any idea what to expect when you go into the taping of The Bachelor?
I had no idea what I was coming into. I did know that I was going to be, you know, competing with 24 other women to hopefully have a connection with Jake. And unfortunately, it wasn't there. It's tough, you know, because you're taken away from everything, from your friends, family, your work, and you just you're on the show hoping for the best, and unfortunately with me it didn't work out, but no hard feelings, not sad about it, no regrets, but definitely a really, really great experience. If I had the opportunity to, I would do it again, but of course in a different way.
Now, when you go on to a show like that, they take away like your cell phone, you're not allowed to watch TV, you're like in a little bubble, right?
Not really in a bubble. I mean, you know, you have you're able to, you have this gorgeous house that you live in, and they treat you extremely well. So sometimes it gets to you when you don't have the outside, like your friends and family, and to talk to for, you know, their opinion or their help. But they do take care of you very, very well.
Again, we're talking to Bachelorette Michelle from The Bachelor, Monday nights, ABC, 8 o'clock. You said that if you had the chance to do it again, you would in a heartbeat. Considering the stir,
I don't know, in a heartbeat, but I mean, I would do it again.
Well, that kind of sets up my next question, because people, when I say I'm having Michelle from The Bachelor, and I get such a response, has anyone approached you about some sort of a spinoff, possibly you being the next Bachelorette? Have those talks happened at all, or no?
Nobody has asked me to be the Bachelorette, but that has been a question, and I don't know. I would have to take that into consideration. I don't know if there would be a lot of viewers of the Bachelorette if I was the girl, just because I'm showing a lot of negativity on the way how I reacted on the show. But then again, some people like that. So,
oh, come on.
Just going to have to wait and see.
Now, Michelle, everyone's fan of big forced awkward kisses. I think it'd be great. Now, do you regret the kiss?
No, I don't. You got to do it, and hoping that you have that connection. But it wasn't there, and it was my time to go. And I just wherever he is now, I just hope he's happy, whether he's with someone from the show or not.
Again, we're talking to Michelle from The Bachelor Mondays on ABC. The big thing leading into this season was the affair. A contestant had an affair with a producer. How much of that did you see, and what exactly happened there?
I didn't really see much of anything. The only thing that I could comment on was, you know, waking up one morning in the house and she was sleeping on the couch. That's the only thing I saw. I feel sad for her that situation happened, but that's the only thing that I saw, and that's the only thing I can comment on.
So who do you think, there's 9 girls left, who do you think wins? Or do you not care?
No, I do care, because, you know, he was there to find love, and if it was, for the time that I was there, he had a really, really good connection with Allie, and, he had his one-on-one date with Vienna, in which, of course, they had a great time, but for me, it was way too early to tell, because it was only the first couple weeks in, but if I had to pick someone, just from what I saw, I would have to say Allie.
All right, sounds good. It's Michelle from The Bachelor tonight, ABC, 8 o'clock. Do you have a website or anything, how people can get a hold of you?
I do not, no.
It's all good. That's fine. It's not all even right. Not even a Facebook? Nothing?
I have nothing, no.
See, now you're eliminating cyberstalkers. It's okay. It's Michelle from The Bachelor. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. I hope you find love, and I hope to see you as the next Bachelorette. I'm calling it now.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Big Papa.
Sounds good.
It's
Michelle from The Bachelor, Mondays, ABC. Not bad for not seeing the show, right? I did all right. All right, we got Orianthe coming up next here on Kiss FM.